Hello,
Hello?
Jamal.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Were you affected by this?
Yes.
Okay, have you already gotten an attorney to help file a claim?
No.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And has anyone ever sent you anything on your phone to sign electronically in regards to this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And this claim, is this on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay, thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No.
And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. And did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Could you say that one more time?
Did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, or a church while you were under their care?
If you're talking like foster care.
Where did the, what was the facility where the abuse occurred?
To be honest, I can't remember with the foster care, but I know with the juvenile detention, it was
Okay.
Charles H. Hickey.
Okay. Yeah, Charles H. Hickey Junior School.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. And to the best of your memory, what when did the abuse occur? What year was that?
I want to say either I think 2009 or 2010.
Okay.
I know I was I just got out of ninth grade, and it was
Okay.
like summertime, I believe.
Okay, summer. Okay. And how old were you at the time of the abuse?
14 or 15.
Okay. And what is your age right now?
I'm 29.
Okay, 29. Okay. So then, okay. And then what is your date of birth?
August 7th, 1995.
1995. So then, if we just add, let's see, 15 years to 1995, or 14 years, that would be around 15 years is about 2010, and then 14 is about 2009. And you were just getting out of the eighth grade or the ninth grade?
The ninth grade.
So then, probably maybe closer to 14. Like
Yeah, I believe so.
so summer, that's around June of 2009. That's okay if you're off by a couple years. They just ask for these dates to the best of your memory.
Okay.
And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
I guess you would call them correctional officers. Are they still correctional officers in juvenile detention?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, correctional officers. Correctional officers. And how many times were you abused during this time frame?
To be honest, I can't really remember. I was 4 or 5 times, I think.
Okay.
You know, it's
Okay.
kind of like cloudy
Yeah,
when you're
blur.
trying not to remember something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And anything that you can remember, it does help. I know it is hard to remember, so I definitely appreciate you going back and trying to recall. I know this is a difficult subject to speak about, but to the best of your memory, can you please describe the abuse that occurred?
It was kind of like, yeah, it is hard.
Yeah.
I don't know, it kind of involved like groping, penetration and things like that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And the abuse that you occurred was sexual
Yes.
abuse. Okay. And where in the facility did the abuse occur?
And well, sometimes like my cell or the bathroom.
So, our bathroom. Okay. And do you recall the name of the correctional officer?
No, unfortunately.
That's
It
okay.
was actually more than one.
Okay. Can you give a, to the best of your memory, a detailed description of what the abuser appear, the correctional officer, their appearance? Tall, short, light skin, dark skin, curly hair.
Well, they were all tall to me at the time. Dark skin, one
Okay.
was light skin.
Okay. So for were there multiple correctional officers that were sexually abusing you?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And I have your first name spelled JAMAAL.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did you ever disclose the abuse to anyone?
No.
Okay. And how has the abuse affected your life today?
It's just like certain situations that kind of pop up that might remind me of it. Like whether I'm like probably watching a movie and you might see something like that, it'll be hard for me to kind of watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even just sometimes, you talk about the awareness of it. I think about it. And to be honest, my wife is the one who talked to me about doing it because she had just recently found out and she kind of encouraged me because, I was having that problem with watching stuff like that. And
Yeah.
she thought I was just, the type of person that was just sensitive to it in general. But when she found out it was actually trauma behind it, she recommended me to see you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And was law enforcement ever involved?
Law enforcement involved in what?
Was law enforcement ever told about the abuse that you experienced?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility?
Corroboration. What does that mean?
Just like, do you have any records, or proof that you
Oh.
were at J the Hickey, correction?
I can't say for sure. I don't know if it's like in the juvenile system
Yeah,
or
it might
not.
be. I'll
And
put.
it was also two facilities that I was in. It wasn't
Okay.
just that. It was also the I think it's called the Baltimore Juvenile Center.
Okay, let me add that. Yeah, I see Baltimore Sister City, sorry, Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center as well.
Yeah.
You were there as well, or
Yes.
abused there as well.
Yeah, that's why it's multiple.
Okay. Okay, let me add that in the notes. At the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center, did sexual abuse occur there?
Yes.
Okay. And at the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center, do you recall the names of the individuals that you were abused by?
I can't really exactly remember the name. I want to say Spears, but
Okay.
I'm not too sure.
Okay, that's fine. Spears. Anything you remember helps.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. And besides the description of the abuse that you experienced at Charles Hickey, was there anything else that you remember that occurred at Baltimore City Justice Center that was different in terms of the sexual abuse you experienced there?
No difference. It was pretty
Okay.
much the same.
Okay. Okay. And when you were at Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center, was that also around the age of 14? 15.
I believe so. I think I'm having it wrong. I think I went to the juvenile center at that time, and that I was at Charles H. Hickey at an earlier time.
Okay.
I want to say 2008 for Hickey.
Okay. So then
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been so long ago.
that's okay. Okay. That's okay. Okay. And then at the Baltimore Juvenile Center, the abusers, were they also correctional officers?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Thank you. And then I have your last name spelled TH ORPE, is that correct?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix to your name? Are you junior, senior, the second, third?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your date of birth as 08/07/1995.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. J Thorpe332 at gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then I have your phone number here as 443-993-1620.
Yes.
And is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
5203 Barbara Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206.
21206 is the zip code.
Oh, I'm sorry, 21206.
Okay, yep. And the street number is 5203 Barbara Avenue, Bartlett, Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay. And have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that you experienced?
No, never.
Okay. Then, for the purpose of requesting medical records and court records, what is your social?
215-450-6621.
Okay, I have 215-450-621.
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes, my wife.
Okay. And what is her name?
Bianca Thorpe.
Okay. Young Crestthorpe. And what's a good contact number for her?
443-673-4065.
So I have 443-673-4065.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly before I send over the retainer agreement. So I have your first name spelled Jamaal. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your last name spelled Thorpe. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your date of birth as 08-07-1995.
Yes.
And I have your email address here as jthorpe332@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And I have your social as 215-450621.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have, let's see. Okay, and then I have the abuse occurred at Charles H. Hickey School, as well as the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center. I can only list one and then put an additional one in the notes. Which one would you like me to list? Would you like me to list the Charles Hickey or the Baltimore Juvenile Justice Center one?
The Baltimore Juvenile Justice Center.
Okay. Okay. And then we'll just change that. And then that Charles Hickey was around 2008, and Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center was 2009.
Yes.
Okay. 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 And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay. You're going to see a text come through. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Give me a second. And then these documents will also get sent through email as well. And you can save them for your records.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it. Let me know when you see that text come through.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, go ahead and open that link. And you might have to press yes or agree to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
And do you see a continue button?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Go ahead and press that. And then you should see a little box to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures. And then a continue or a next.
Okay.
And then do you see a signature field that says required sign here?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and tap that. And the attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you're never paying them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid is
Okay.
by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual that files gets 60%, the attorneys get 40%. And if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. Nothing comes out of your pocket ever, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then do you
I'll
see,
just
yep, okay.
just sign everywhere.
Yep, so you'll just sign once and then press adopt and sign, and then it'll take you to the next field. You'll just tap those signature fields and it should input it for you.
Okay. All right, I think I signed everywhere. I just hit finish.
Okay, yep. Let me see. I just got that back. So you can exit out of that. You don't have to press continue. That's just for DocuSign.
Okay.
Yep, I see your signature there. So then the next thing is before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm may be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim.
Okay.
I may also be giving you a call in a couple hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you over to them directly to introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's all part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms. So if you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible just to keep everything moving smoothly. And these extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from the law firm within the next 48 hours, 2 days, I highly recommend reaching out to them and following up. I'm going to send you a text from my desk number with the name of the law firm and their client call-in number so that you have it in your text messages so you don't have to scroll through your email again. They'll be giving you a call, so keep an eye out for their call. It'll be Phillips Law Group.
Okay.
You miss their call, it's okay. They should leave a voicemail with a callback number. Can you confirm you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Jamal. I'm sorry you went through this. Just keep an eye out for a call from Phillips Law Group within the next 2 days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
See you.